my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I want to get real. How many of you really like the mandate? I know Karen said they're beautiful words, and they are. But I kind of wish that Jesus had put something else down about proof of Christianity than loving each other. I mean, really, if he said sacrifice, most of us can find a way to sacrifice, whether it's money or time or energy. But he put this criteria in front of us, and how many of us really want to do it or even understand it? You'll know that you're my disciples if you love one another. I don't like it. Because if I had to be honest, there's some of my brothers and sisters that I really don't like. Okay, can we be real? Or do you love everybody? Come on now. We know that that's not true. And even in the New Testament church, there were problems. I wonder about poor Euodia and Syntyche, who were mentioned only once in the Bible because they were quarreling with each other. Can you imagine how mortified they were when this letter came out? I beseech Euodia and Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel. So apparently, Euodia and Syntyche were having a struggle in the early church. So even way back then, there were people who didn't like each other. It's very difficult. And I don't think that it's mandated to like each other. But it is that we love each other. And those are two very different things. You see, a lot of times Christians feel that we have to make nice with each other. And we have to be lovey-dovey. And to the world, that comes across as very fake, because it is. I remember in the scandals of the 80s, when all the televangelists were imploding, and there was one particular televangelist that got on TV, and his lip was quivering, and he said, "Brother, I love you, but you're doing wrong." And I'm thinking, if you loved him, you wouldn't get on TV and say it. You see, sometimes we think that if we make nice and if we say the right words, that that's love, and that is not. So these two women, who apparently were wonderful Christian women, they had worked with Paul, they were leaders in the church, they were strong-minded women, they had gotten into some kind of conflict. And it was so serious that it reached Paul. There was no Facebook, Twitter, email, but it still reached the ears of Paul in prison. And he thought it was so important that in the middle of this wonderful letter, he says, "You ladies have got to come together." Now, it couldn't have been doctrinal, because then Paul would have taken sides and said, you know, Euodia, you're wrong, or Syntyche, you're wrong. He doesn't take any sides, so it couldn't have been about a serious issue. But the conflict was serious. And these two women were probably at odds about process, about something that was going on, and one felt strongly one way and one the other, and it was splitting the church apart. And Paul, even though he's in prison and facing certain death, he felt it was important enough to put it in his letter. I urge you, I beg you. Now, he didn't say one of you has to give in. What he says is, I urge you to be of the same mind. That doesn't mean you have to agree. What it means, what is the same mind? The same mind is to love and serve Jesus. And they said, he said, I want you to look at the big picture, which is Jesus. Everything should flow from that. Our service has to flow from our love for Christ. All that we do flows from our love for Christ. And somehow in this disagreement, these women lost focus. And isn't that what happens so often in the Church of Jesus Christ? It's okay to disagree, but we can't lose our focus. And our focus is our love for Jesus. And then everything flows out of that. It's so vitally important. Can you imagine the power of the church if we all were of one mind? I might not preach the way our Catholic brothers and sisters preach, but I am of one mind with them because they love Jesus. I might not have the same theology as my Baptist brothers and sisters, but I am at the one in the same mind with them because they love and serve Christ Jesus. I might not have all the same worship and customs as my Lutheran and Episcopal brothers and sisters, but I am of the same mind with them because they love and serve Jesus. So all the traditions, all the ways we might interpret Scripture have to take second place to be of the same mind with our brothers and sisters. This is the same principle we can have in our families. You know, family fights. We have to be of the same mind and let all the other stuff go. That's what loving is about. And there are some people that, quite honestly, it's very difficult to love. And the only way we can do that is through the love of Christ and asking Christ to give us that kind of love. I went to seminary with, we were both young women at the time, and we're now older women. But there was one lady in seminary that I could not stand. And every time I thought of her, I would say her name, I spat it out. She didn't like me either. And any chance she got, she made fun of me. And we had classes together. We knew that we were going to be ordained around the same time, and it was rough. For 3 years, we just look at each other with scorn. We didn't agree theologically. We didn't agree socially. We were not on the same page with anything. But gradually over those 3 years, I did not get to like her, but I did get to respect her. And at the very end, we did something for our fellow seminarians that almost knocked them off their seats. We shared a chapel service together. And we even pointed to each other and said, "Who would have thought that we would be sharing this worship together?" And we came from two very different perspectives, even in worship. I went to her ordination, and she visited me when I was student pastor in the Bronx. 27 years have gone by, and I cannot say we are friends, but we sure do love each other, and we are of the same mind, because we love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What kind of power, what kind of influence can we have when we don't have to like each other, but we can demonstrate the love and the power of Christ? What would happen in this county if all the churches, rather than looking at our differences, would start to love each other? And those of you who are visiting from other places, bring this message home. Be of the same mind. It doesn't matter if we don't agree, but Jesus is Lord and Savior of all. And that's the cause we rally around. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have made us so very different, that we have different perspectives, different ways to deal with things. And I thank you for the challenge to to love each other as you have loved us. I ask that you would help us to put our minds and hearts on the things that truly matter, to be like you in everything. To be like Jesus.